behavioral problems. Last week, Unit 4 announced Columbia Center was closing at the end of the semester. Ashley and Tomlinson both say Judge Joe Billy McDade used yesterday's hearing to reiterate the two sides should be working faster and accomplishing more. Now that State Senator James Meeks has called off his Chicago school boycott, he and Governor Blagojevich are working on a meeting date to discuss plans to help underfunded schools. Meeks says the governor's office is suggesting Monday or Tuesday as possible dates. Meeks wants the governor and legislative leaders to agree to a short-term funding plan and to discuss the long-term overhaul of Illinois' education funding system. Meeks staged a school boycott earlier this week, and hundreds of Chicago public school students skipped classes for 2 days to protest poor funding. The University of Illinois has opened the doors on an $18 million expansion of its lab where research on the smallest of substances is taking place. Until now, the Micro and Nanotechnology Laboratory has focused on building and using molecule-sized devices in the electronic industry. But with the added space at its North Campus facility, Engineering Dean Ilisanmi Adishina says work can move into new industries.
But now nanotechnology also refers to things we can do in biology, in medicine, and in agriculture. So the expansion for us means that we can go into all these areas using the tools and techniques that we developed for electronics in the past.
For instance, Adeshda says one nanotech researcher is looking into ways to improve drug delivery to the human body. But the field is not without controversy. Some worry about long-term effects on health and the environment. Two of the leaders of the expanded nanotech lab talk about their work on our website. You can hear yesterday's Focus 580 interview at will.illinois.edu. Former Democratic presidential hopeful John Edwards has canceled an October speech at the U of I. He says he won't make any public appearances until after the November election. An email from a booking agent included a statement from Edwards saying he didn't want to distract from the presidential election and Democratic candidate Barack Obama. Last month, Edwards admitted to having an extramarital affair with a filmmaker hired by his political action committee. The Champaign County Board's Public Policy Committee has sent Alan Kurtz's name to the full board to be its newest member. Democratic precinct committeemen and County Board District 7, which include Kurtz's wife Linda, have chosen the 67-year-old businessman to replace Carrie Moline on the board. Moline moved out of state. Kurtz says he first got involved in politics in Maryland and then later as a campus town businessman in Champaign. He worked for flood control along Boneyard Creek. State Senator Kirk Dillard raised the ire of his fellow Republicans when he appeared in a Barack Obama campaign ad. But Dillard says he's no longer taking any flack. From the Republican National Convention in Minnesota, Amanda Vinicky has more.
Dillard says he was happy to oblige when asked to be in an Obama commercial. In it, Dillard spoke about his bipartisan cooperation in the state Senate with Obama on ethics and death penalty legislation. Dillard says the spot was only to be used in the Iowa Democratic caucuses and that the Obama campaign agreed to pull the ad when it became apparent Obama and McCain could face off in the general election. At the time, some Republicans basically called Dillard a traitor. But now that Dillard's at the convention as a McCain delegate, he says he's no longer getting grief from others in his party.
You can work with and respect a gentleman of another political party or race or geographic location, work with him, but you don't necessarily have to vote for him for president.
Dillard, who's from Hinsdale, says he respects Obama, but he still favors McCain. He says that should say a lot. From the Republican National Convention, I'm Amanda Vinicky.
And I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.
WILL programming is made possible by Tires Plus Total Car Care, located at Prospect and Market View in Champaign. Tires Plus provides complete car repair and maintenance. More information is available at 366-3201.
It's 434. Mike Sola has our forecast.
Well, thanks, Tom. 69 degrees on Friends Plaza. The heaviest rain has pushed into the northern half of Illinois. There's still a band that stretches from central Piatt County around Monticello area and all the way down into southern Illinois. So while the rain is tapering off, especially across, say, Edgar and Clark counties and eastern Champaign County, we're not done with it yet, and there will be some more rain circulating around as the remnants of Gustav continue to track to the north. Heaviest rain for this evening will be across northern and northeastern Illinois, and then the shift of the heavier rain will move across Indiana as we start to see skies clearing in western Illinois tonight. And as the skies clear, you can expect some patchy fog to develop. Overnight lows across the two-state area tonight will range from around 48 degrees in northwestern Illinois to a low of 70 in southeastern Indiana. A wide temperature spread is narrowed a little bit tomorrow as Illinois looks for a partly to mostly cloudy sky early, and partly sunny during the afternoon. Indiana, mostly cloudy with scattered showers tomorrow that will be most numerous in the east, and highs tomorrow will range between 70 in the north to around 80 in the south. Low in Champaign-Urbana tonight, 60 degrees or so on a wind that will shift from the southeast to westerly at 10 to 20 miles per hour. And again, some patchy fog developing tomorrow night or tonight, but decreasing cloudiness through the day tomorrow. A high temperature of 72, partly cloudy Friday night, the low 53. Great day on Saturday, mostly sunny, the high 76. I'm Mike Sola.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today, the stock market suffered its worst day in 2 months. The Dow Jones fell 344 points. That's about 3%. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ were down by similar amounts. As NPR's Jim Zeroli reports, a lot of investors are beginning to focus on a new threat, the possibility that weakness overseas will hurt the economy here in the U.S.
Whenever the economy is at a major crossroads, the financial